I'm Laura.
I'm Daniel.
And this is Behind the Message, the podcast. Well, hey, church family, and welcome to Behind the Message, the podcast. This is a new resource for us. So I do a lot of resourcing. If you don't know, that's my job on our staff, and I resource all of our teaching ministries. So one of those related to the gathering is Prepare to Gather. tcbchurch.org/prepare is designed to help you orient your heart towards worship before you come into the gathering. So it walks through kind of three sections: ponder, pray, and practice. Another resource that we have is Behind the Message, that meets on Wednesday nights. And they also use similar handles that walk through ponder, pray, and practice. And Daniel leads Behind the Message on Wednesday nights, and he likes it kind of a lot. And he said, hey, Laura, let's do a podcast.
That's kind of, well, so here's what actually happened.
That's exactly what happened.
No, we're a few weeks in. We have go groups going on all over campus on Wednesday nights. And there were,
this is true.
So what happened was, if you remember during the COVID run, Jennifer and I did Behind the Message with Daniel and Jennifer through that, whatever it was, 6 months, a year, I don't remember how long it was. And there were people who listened to it. And over the last, like,
two months,
I bet I've had like half a dozen people come up and say, hey, would you please film this? And what we're doing on Wednesday night would be hard to film, but we're talking about it, and we thought we could put together like a 10-minute resource that would come together and help normalize some conversations and spiritual disciplines around Bible study using the sermon, the text that we're reading that week. And so that's the design. And so, like, it sounds like the word normalize seems like a big word, but here's the point. When we don't talk about the things of the Lord very much, when we don't read and bring those things into daily life, it always feels awkward.
Kind of forced.
Yeah, it feels forced. It feels like it's a bigger deal than it is. My wife hit a turkey this week with her car going down the interstate. Like, turkey straight through.
He's telling the story to make fun of me.
Well, a little bit. So straight through the grill. Anyway, dead turkey. But I was telling Laura about the story, and what was crazy is Amy hit the turkey at night. And I said, like, turkeys roost at night. I mean, and I'm just going through it. And Laura immediately starts busting out in laughter.
It's a little dramatic.
Because I used the word roost. Well, it's an uncommon word for Laura. She didn't...
I'd never heard the word used in regular conversation before.
Yeah, so it was awkward to her. Wasn't awkward to me. It's kind of normal within my background. But it was to you. Anyway, the point is, we want to help normalize thinking, examining ourselves in light of Scripture, praying Scripture, prioritizing Scripture as we pray, affirming, submitting to it, worshiping through it. And we want to normalize the practice of those things, talking to one another, doing, turning from, turning to, and teaching and discipling others. And so Behind the Message is designed to do that, and we hope this podcast just becomes a simple resource that you can take 10, 12 minutes or whatever on a drive to school, on a drive to work, at home with your family, and once a week just help kind of spur those conversations on. You want more? Again, as Laura said, come to Behind the Message on a Wednesday night. We'll be glad to hang out. It'll be fun.
So this is episode one. And on Sunday, we were in Ephesians.
You think we'll make it to two?
We're going to see. Ephesians chapter 4, 1 through 3. So we'll start off, we'll just read those verses, and then we'll talk about it. So Ephesians 4, Paul says, I, therefore, a prisoner for the Lord, urge you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling to which you have been called, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another in love, eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. So, I want to share my thing first. So,
are you afraid if I start talking, you won't have time to get yours in?
Maybe.
All right, that's fair.
Maybe. We've been bearing with one another in love this day. So, on Sunday, you mentioned in the service this idea of diligence and effort, that word kind of eager, the concept that is opposed to grace. When you first came to Tri-Cities, that kind of just worldview being so pervasive within kind of our younger generation.
Yeah, that grace is at odds with effort.
Yeah, that idea. And you said in the gathering, like, that was all over our student ministry, our college ministry. And I was sitting there thinking, like, Well, that was me. Like, I was in our student ministry at that time. You came to Tri-Cities, what, like 2011?
Yeah, I'm just feeling old right now. Let's just keep going.
So, 2011, he comes to Tri-Cities. I'm a sophomore, junior in high school, and you said that, and I was just kind of examining, thinking, like, that was me. And the culture that saw that idea, that grace is opposed to effort, was such a lens through which I saw everything else. And so that really caused me to kind of redefine all of these terms that we see in Ephesians 4, 1 through 3. So one of them being humility. Like, humility for me at that time meant not saying anything at all. Because if I were to speak up and say something that I saw, to use our terms, that I observed in your life that was not aligned with Scripture, that is immediately prideful. And so to say anything would be pride. And so to be humble would not be. And that idea that I would call you to walk in a manner worthy of your calling was completely opposed to the grace that you had received. And so I couldn't say anything, and you couldn't say anything to me.
And that's right. So there's no speaking truth.
That's right.
In order to build up.
That's right. Because that's right. Even in that, speaking truth in love, like, it kind of felt like you had to choose between the two. Like, you can speak truth or you can love. And you should always choose love. That was the concept.
Right. And love was only accepted when the recipient was ready and willing to take that truth as something that they wanted to hear,
right.
That affirmed it.
That's right. And it felt so slippery. Because if you would have read this passage to me and been like, Laura, do you believe it? Like, of course I would have said yes. And if you would have asked, well, do you understand what humility is? Of course I would have said yes. Like, I thought that I did, but I was seeing that through such a tainted, kind of self-centered, self-authority worldview. And so that's one of the things that I've been thinking a lot about since you preached this message.
So I challenge you guys as a church, as you listen to this and as you read through those first three verses, examine yourself and what the against the text there within humility. Because what's happening is Paul is stating that we have been called according to his purpose. Now walk, therefore, according to the calling to which we've been called. So in other words, just live it out. It's impossible to live out that calling apart from humility. So he's not saying walk with humility like, oh, we added on. He's saying walk with humility. You can't walk without it. Because humility is the yielding of my will to God's will.
It's our purpose to His purpose.
That's right.
It's inherent in how you walk according to the calling of His purpose.
That's right.
Not my own.
That's right. So all of my desire, my preference, and so watch what happens in the confusion of what you were talking about. My freedoms. That's why in Romans 14, I lay down my freedom for my brother. I don't just say in license, yo, bro, I'm free, grace. No, like, I'm constantly dying to self, finding life in Christ, all my value, all my worth, all my purpose in Him by grace through faith. And so humility is yielding my will to God's will. So the question for you then is, what does that yielding look like this week? So examine your life against the teaching of Scripture here. Do you walk yielding your will to God's will? That's the charge. And so that's just an incredible thing. And then he goes on, and I'll give you one more as we talk about just normalizing conversation, build us into practice. And yes, he urges us to walk, but he gets to the end. He says, do so with diligence. Like, you know, get to it. And so here's the thing. Be passionate to talk to one another about these things. Ask one another. Kind of break the ice and just start and say, how do you identify God's will and yield your life to it? And I'll go ahead and give you a shortcut. You'll identify in His Word. And so the pursuit of that, the energy, the passion to get in, to read it, to pray through it, to practice it, that's what this is designed to do.
And I think even having, like, so having people who will ask me that question is so important. Having people who can help me answer that question is is such a gift. So I was in one of my fellowship groups meets on Wednesday night just a couple of weeks ago, and I was saying something about just myself, a thing I'd been struggling with, and a girl in the group looks at me and goes, "No, I don't think that's really what's happening here." And then she kind of helps me unpack, like, just based on months now of living life together, of having these kind of conversations, replacing something that I thought was true with something that is actually true. And so to have just those relationships who can observe one another, examine my life and say, "No, that's not true," is so helpful. So I think for you, examine your own life and then be in relationships, discipling relationships with one another. We'll talk about unity and really those challenges for one another in the next couple of weeks in Ephesians 4. But start now and do those things now.
Yeah. All right. So what's up next for you? Just want to remind you guys again, gather with us, read through Ephesians with us. Great resources. TCBchurch.org/Ephesians. Laura mentioned prepare. Great way to prepare for the gathering. Check out our podcast. Let that stir up some conversations.
Oh, and then one more thing.
Yeah.
We want to hear from you. So we want to know what you're pondering. We want to know what questions you have. So you send us an email.
Send us good questions.
Send us all your questions, and we will answer some of the best, and we'll answer some of the worst. At btm@tcbchurch.org, you send us an email, and in future episodes, we'll answer some of your questions. The end.
I think that should be the end. That's just it.